New Zealand tenor opera singer Simon O'Neill has been nominated for 2 Grammy Awards, Best Choral Performance and Best Engineered Album in Classical. He joins us now from an MIQ hotel room in Auckland. Kia ora, good morning to you.
Kia ora, morena, Gaia. Nice to speak to you all.
Yeah, you too, and congratulations. You must be pretty excited and pretty proud.
I'm really thrilled. That was great news to wake up to yesterday morning in my MIQ hotel spot. It's really great. I'm really proud of the album. We had a sniff that we would be in for the running because you get quite a bit of press before the nominations come out, and to actually receive 2 nominations is a great honour.
Mm. Well, talk us through the context and the specifics of these 2 nominations. The Best Choral Performance, what is that in recognition of?
Well, it's the same work. In 2019, I recorded Gustav Mahler's Symphony No. 8. Now, Symphony No. 8 is a massive symphony. Mahler wrote it in 1906. It made its premiere in 1910. It's called the Symphony of 1,000 because you essentially need 1,000 people to put it on. In this particular recording, we have 346 or something. So you have 4 choirs, a massive symphony orchestra of 100 people. Then you have 8 opera singers. I'm one of them who sing all the big solos at the front. So that we recorded it at Walt Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles with the LA Philharmonic and the amazing conductor Gustavo Dudamel. So the reason why we're in with the Best Engineered Album, they've used new technology, this Apple Music spatial audio with Dolby Atmos, whatever. It makes you, when you listen to it on your AirPods, it makes you feel that you're inside Disney Hall listening to it in real time. And, of course, the choral nomination for me is my most proud because, you know, I started singing in the New Zealand National Secondary Students Choir, which I'm proudly now one of their patrons, and in the National Youth Choir of New Zealand. So to get a choral nomination for the work is a great thrill.
Absolutely. And this was with the LA Philharmonic, was it?
Yes, LA Philharmonic. It's an amazing orchestra. I'll be returning there next year for singing title role in Tristan und Isolde. Last year, of course, it all got cancelled. I was supposed to be doing another big recording of Schoenberg's Gurelieder with them. But I really love LA Phil, and I love being in that concert hall. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and now you're in an MIQ in Auckland. How's that?
Yeah, I love it. I'm looking out over the Auckland airport right now.
Can you get out on the balcony and, you know, open your lungs?
I'll tell you what, I'd probably get arrested by the New Zealand military if I did that. I don't think you're allowed to do much as you walk around the car park. I can't be doing any of my singing exercises or anything like that. Yeah, but I'm out tomorrow night, so I'll be able to get home and South Isolate for a bit and see my kids and my wife and get back into living in our paradise here for a few months.
Yeah, and then you're heading back, are you, to Europe,
yeah,
I understand?
Back in the new year to Germany, to Leipzig, and then Paris and London, Munich, for all huge,
tough
roles. So I'm just glad to be back on the horse singing the opera internationally again. Now, I've had so many jabs in my arm. I've had double Pfizer here. I've had double Moderna in London. So I'm glowing with the vaccine at the moment, which is good.
Yeah, and when do you find out whether you got the gong or not?
Well, it's on the 31st, I think, of January. My daughter Violet, both my 3 kids are all vying for the position to come to LA with me because Violet wants to sit beside Ariane.
You can't even say her name, can you? Corin will help us there.
Bieber or Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah, those guys.
Have to fight it over. Yeah, I mean, it's just to get the nomination is a great,
It really is. Yeah.
Real tip of the hat to one's work. I'm really proud of it.
Good on you. Yeah. And congratulations and thanks for making time. And MIQ, enjoy your day.
Hey, thanks for calling.